Perseverance. It's very common for even experienced Catholics to fall away from the practice of the faith due to disillusionment, discouragement of the lures of the world. Once someone has made an act of faith and given their life to the Lord, there is a certain amount of hard work that is needed in order to stay steady on the path to holiness. The early stage of conversion is just the beginning of a journey. Often it is accompanied by great consolation from the Lord. When a person realizes that God loves them and that God's love is unconditional, it can be a life-changing revelation. There then follows a honeymoon period in which the person experiences encouragement and zeal. One of the side effects of this is an eagerness to tell other people about what God can do for them. They want the world to know how good God is. The words of Scripture come alive for them, and they are more easily inclined to pray every day. However, there may be many obstacles to overcome before they can reach the heights of holiness. Some of the main obstacles are persistent sin and a disinclination to give up the old way of life, which was leading them to destruction. God wants us to become perfect, not because he is an exacting and ruthless despot, but because the more we reject sin and pursue virtue, the more open that will make us to receive more of God's love. Unfortunately, the cleansing process involves pain and discomfort, and that's one of the main reasons that people drift away from the spiritual life and fall back into their old sinful ways. The spiritual life is a struggle and a spiritual battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil. So the question arises, how can I persevere in the life of the Spirit in such a way that I can eventually reach heaven? To successfully answer this question, certain decisions need to be made. We need to examine our lives in the light of the gospel and the way of life that God is calling us to. Are there companions whom I associate with who lead me into sin? If so, the decision I need to make in order to save my life may well be to dissociate myself from them. We may believe that we can somehow convert our friends and lead them to follow the same path of holiness that we are engaged with, but usually that's a red herring. The reason you are leading the life of a Christian is not because someone persuaded you through rational argument. The reason is that you have had an encounter with a person. You have met God himself, and he has changed your life. Regular contact with those who are likely to lead us away from virtue is almost always a bad idea. Similarly, are there any activities we are involved in that are likely to thwart our attempt to lead a good life? What sinful habits do we have that hinder us from moving forward in the spiritual life? These activities might include our internet use. Perhaps we find the lure of internet pornography irresistible. That is one area where we might need help to get free. Also, our use of social media might become an addiction that distracts us from the path. One thing that social media does is that it encourages us to care too much about what other people think of us. We may become desperate that our posts get as many likes as possible. There may be other unhealthy pastimes that we need to relinquish if we want to move forward in our relationship with the Lord. Perhaps food, drink, or drugs have become an obsession for us. Is God asking us to examine our behaviour in these areas? However, persevering in the life of the Holy Spirit is not just a matter of giving things up. If that were the case, Christianity would seem to be a very negative religion. Instead, there are some positive steps that we can take to solidify our commitment to the Lord and to give us the stamina to persist to the end. One thing that can help us is reading good spiritual books. There are many books on the spiritual life that can be of great help in encouraging us to persevere. It's worth asking a priest or some other person who you trust to give good advice for recommendations of books that would enrich our understanding of the spiritual life. Also, reading about the lives of the saints can be invaluable inspiration to us and provides role models for us to emulate. Our parish has an excellent library of books on spiritual themes and offers many courses on topics related to the spiritual life. The sacraments provide great assistance to us in continuing on the road to sanctity. Taking advantage of regular confession can help us to begin again after a fall and can help us not to become despondent or discouraged. Being fed regularly with the Eucharist can also be a real source of spiritual strength and also exposes us to the words of Scripture, which in turn confront the lies we may have assimilated over the years and reinforce our status as beloved sons and daughters of God the Father. One of the best ways in which we can ensure that we have the support on the journey is through our relationships with like-minded Christians, especially relationships in which we get to share at a bracing level how we are getting on in the spiritual life. It may well be possible to find or to start a group in the parish where we can exchange testimonies about what God is doing in our life. To the same extent, seeking out someone who can accompany us along the road of Christian life and provide us with spiritual direction can also be an invaluable help as we go through life's joys and sorrows. Jesus tells us in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24 that the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. We will encounter problems, obstacles, and hazards along the path to holiness, and Satan wants to discourage us and force us to give up following the way of the Lord. But if we persevere, we will win eternal life. This life that we lead in the world will come to an end sooner or later. Our true home and our ultimate destination is heaven, where we will live with God forever and find the fulfillment and joy that we were created for. So it's important to persevere in the life God has called us to, instead of giving up if things seem difficult and turning away from the path to freedom because we lost heart and fell by the wayside. God is calling us every day to step out in faith, to taste of his goodness and his love, and to persist to the end. He wants us to reach the end of the journey and enjoy the friendship of the saints and angels in heaven. Let's examine how we are living our life and ask whether there is anything that is hindering us on the road. Let's take stock of what we allow ourselves to be exposed to and consider whether there are any changes we need to make in the way we live our life so that we can continue on along the narrow path that will lead us to enter the gates of heaven when we die. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you died to set us free from the evil of death and sinfulness. Help us to return to you the love that you have shown towards us, so that in the end we can find fulfillment in your presence forever in heaven. Give us the grace to persevere in the life you have laid out for us. Give us fortitude and courage to face the challenges and disappointments of life, trusting in your abiding presence and ready to listen to your voice and follow your will. Amen.